two Republicans with ties to the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School Board are vying for the Senate D candidate slot in next week's primary. While both see education funding as a priority, the two have distinct views on the state's fiscal policies. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Senate District D primary race pits incumbent Senator Linda Menard against Matsu School Board President Mike Dunleavy. Menard once had the post Dunleavy now holds, so it's no surprise that education funding concerns both campaigns, and although both claim conservative values, that's where the similarity ends. Dunleavy, a former Northwest Arctic Borough school superintendent, says he'll do a better job than Senator Menard when it comes to dealing with state fiscal issues.
Our state funding relies heavily on the flow of oil, which we know is diminishing steadily. This must be addressed. We have little choice. With approximately 90% of Alaska's funding derived from oil, this needs to be the priority in the next legislative session. Unfortunately, key legislation that would have dealt with increasing the flow of oil in the pipeline, as well as construction of a natural gas pipeline, has been stalled in the Senate. In order to solve this issue, the makeup of the Senate must be changed.
Dunleavy takes a strong Republican Party stance and attacks Menard's association with the Senate's bipartisan working group, blaming the Senate coalition for the failure to entice more oil production to Alaska by blocking Governor Parnell's oil tax bill. Dunleavy says Alaska is, quote, on the freight train to Brokeville, unquote, a catchy phrase, but why is he saying it?
The current operating budget is unsustainable, especially given the diminishing oil flow in the pipeline. The discussion is going to morph from more oil to the budget over the next legislative session, and this is something we're going to have to tackle. Budget's going north, spending's going north, revenues are going south, and we're in trouble.
Linda Menard has the endorsement of the NRA, the support of NEA leaders, and the Matsu Educators PAC. She also has a long history on the Matsu School Board, 12 years in fact. And she has 4 years in the legislature and stands by the Senate bipartisan working group.
Every time you have an election, there's no magic wand or no magic ball to say what's going to be the result. So you look at people, we're all good Alaskans, so let's build on that. Let's figure out what we can do in commons, try to get a very good balanced budget. And our area is the fastest growing area in the state. And certainly, I don't want to not play a role in trying to bring the infrastructure that's so badly needed, roads, bridges, the airports, we need this, and I have to play a part and bring capital projects back, and I can't do it sitting in the corner.
Menard, who challenged incumbent Senator Lyda Green in the 2008 primary, won that race unchallenged when Green decided against running for another term. Menard places fiscal responsibility with budget negotiations.
The governor comes out with his budget first. He was very pleased that we stayed within his parameters of the capital budget. So it's a process where he does his budget first, and then we look at what we can do and as far as the capital budget and the Senate part, and then we pass it down to the House while they're working on the operating budget. So I feel that's a good process.
Menard says she's proud of bringing home appropriations to the Valley. During her term, the Matsu School District received more funds than any other district in the state. In regard to education funding, Dunleavy says state spending should be flexible and include homeschools, charter schools, vouchers.
I believe that various methods and innovative ways of educating a student will only enhance education, including public education. I've been a supporter of public education my entire career. That's my job. That's my profession.
He says it's not certain where education cuts could be made.
I would cut programs that are not necessarily mandated by the Constitution. I would cut programs that, I wouldn't be given $4 million to the University of Alaska to help with the shootout. There's a number of things, but I'd have to look into the budget to see exactly what we would cut.
Menard says the Matsu Borough School District already offers wide choices.
From charter schools to career tech schools, and we do give vouchers out to people who do homeschooling so they can go and do some extracurricular stuff. So again, that is something that I take very seriously.
Menard has raised more than $48,000 for her campaign, where Dunleavy's disclosures show more than $60,000, about $12,000 of that comes from the candidate himself or family members. I'm Ellen Lockyer.